Yep, that's the show. And I haven't been able to print off a script for this evening because my printer wanted to do a series of alignment pages. It never ceases to amaze me how technology does the exact opposite of what you want it to do. Anyway, so a bit of improvisation. And one of the first things I'm going to do in about 5 minutes is I'm going to call in a cultural pundit in South London. And that's going to be in 5 minutes. And if you have any questions you want to ask, then so not managing to get the email ready. Where's that? There it is. So if you want to call in, or you can call in on 01326 219020, or might be quicker to text by sending a message to 64446. That's the number you text to, and if you put source, SOURCE, not the type you're putting on your dinner, then write your message after that. If you've got any questions about perfume or you know, style, charity shops, clothing, anything like that, or even illustration, what's going on in London, trends, anything like that, then be able to ask the cultural pundit coming on in a few minutes. I think first of all I'm going to play a quick song here, in light of recent news items not so long ago, Jimmy Savile and that lot. Here's a song from Flanders and Swan, and it's called Madeira, Madeira.
That decanter and this hat gave us the idea for this little Edwardian song.
She was young, she was pure, she was new, she was nice, she was fair, she was sweet, 17. He was old, he was violent, no stranger to vice. He was base, he was bad, he was mean. He had slyly inveigled her up to his flat to view his collection of stamps. And he said, as he hastened to put out the cat, the wine, his cigar, and the lamps, "Up some Madeira, my dear. You really have nothing to fear. I'm not trying to tempt you, that wouldn't be right. You shouldn't drink spirits at this time of night. Up some Madeira, my dear. It's a very much nicer than beer. I don't care for sherry, one cannot drink stout, and port is a wine I can well do without. It's simply a case of shackle and ass on gout. Have some Madeira, Madeira." Unaware of the wiles of the snake in the grass, of the fate of the maiden who topes, she lowered her standards by raising her glass, her courage, her eyes, and his hopes. She sipped it, she drank it, she drained it, she did. He quietly refilled it again. And he said, as he secretly carved one more notch on the butt of his gold-handled cane, "Have some Madeira, Madeira. I've got a small cask of it here. And once it's been opened, you know it won't keep. Do finish it up. It will help you to sleep. Have some Madeira, Madeira. It's a really an excellent year. Now, if it were gin, you'd be wrong to say yes. The evil gin does would be hard to assess. Besides, it's inclined to affect my prowess. Have some Madeira, Madeira." Then there flashed through her mind what her mother had said with her antepenultimate breath. "Oh, my child, should you look on the wine when 'tis red, be prepared for a fate worse than death." She let go her glass with a shrill little cry. Crash, tinkle, it fell to the floor. When he asked what in heaven, she made no reply, up her mind and a dash for the door. "Have some Madeira, Madeira!" rang out down the hall, loud and clear, a tremulous cry that was filled with despair as she bore to take breath in the cool midnight air. "Have some Madeira, Madeira!" the words seemed to ring in her ear. Until the next morning, she woke up in bed with a smile on her lips and an ache in her head, and a beard in her ear all that tickled and said, "Have some Madeira, Madeira!"
My little 8-year-old nephew came back to Kent.
Right, we have a caller on. Can you hear Claudia?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I can hear you.
Ah. Right. Hello?
Hello. This is Claudia. How can I help?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Sophie?
Hello? Oh.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
I'll put you on the speaker.
Hello, it doesn't seem to be working. I'll need to get on with it. Okay, I've just got silence here, so, right, I'm just going to play another song. Green Town Rats. That was the Boomtown Rats, and She's So Modern. And fortunately, I couldn't work out quite how to connect up the cultural pundit, so she will be coming on in future weeks. And so that gives you more chance to come up with any cultural style questions. We will be here on the 24th of December. When I say we, that's the royal we, not that I'm royal, of course. I will be here next Sunday, except, of course, unless the mains were right and the world ends next Saturday. Not particularly expecting that, but yeah, so this might be my last ever show, but otherwise I'll be here on 24th December, be able to talk to the cultural pundit Claudia if she's available. Yeah, so at 8 o'clock, 15 minutes, we've got Letters of a Dissatisfied Woman, and tonight it's about a can opener, or maybe, this is my little joke, a cannot opener. But we'll find that out at 8 o'clock when that comes on. And anyway, I don't know if anyone's been reading the papers today. I got the Observer to go with a nice Asda breakfast. Yum, yum. I just noticed the language being used, newspaper language. And there was a story about this man who's gone on a shooting spree at a school in America It says, President Obama said that the US needed to take steps to curb the plague of gun violence. In the next article, on the front page of The Observer, there was an article entitled, Whitehall moves a step closer to paying staff the living wage. So I'm going to take steps to put on a song now. Actually, now I'm a step closer to playing the next song. Or, for that matter, to go to the beach. I'm a step closer to that. Just sitting here. I'm on the verge of playing a song I downloaded last week from iTunes Store. My move to play a song now has gained momentum. So those are the words that make the front page news these days. And it was saying that employee who was sacked for asking to receive a living wage in Nick Clegg's office was on the verge of being given his job back. And it was gaining momentum. And that Whitehall should take steps, as I'm going to take steps to move, play another song. Oh, I love language like that. So I thought just to, give this song a bit of cred. I'm on the verge of playing Mumford and Sons, The Cave. So I'll start that.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same. I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck. And I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's called again. Time. You take what is yours and I'll take mine. Now let me at the truth which will refresh my broken mind. So tie me to a post and block my ears. I can see where those orphans through my tears. And know my call despite my faults and despite my growing fears. But walking on your hands and see the world hanging upside down. You can understand dependence when you know the maker's land. So make your sirens call and sing all you want. I will not hear what you have to say, 'cause I need freedom now. And to be
Mumford & Sons with The Cave, and got a few things coming up this evening. Going to have an interview with Toby Bridge. He came all the way from St Just to perform as part of the Schlaul Dance Company performance Doorways that took place at the Performance Centre at Chmo. That was on Friday. I didn't, unfortunately, because that show went on till 9 o'clock, not his fault, of course, I didn't get a chance to go to the spoof office party that happened on Thursday, Friday and Saturday at Miss Peapod's. But Toby actually went along and said it was very good. I was particularly wanting to record the water cooler moment. That sounded terrific. This week I've been really enjoying Limmy's show. It's a Glaswegian comedian called Brian Limmond. If you haven't been watching it, I really recommend it. It's observational, contemporary, total anecdote to Harry and Paul, you know, and absurd. I think absurdism is getting a bit lost in comedy these days, and that kind of thing. And last week, Josie Long came and played at the Polly. That was very enjoyable. She had a support act with her called Gracie Petrie, and I've got some of her songs to play. A little bit of technological breakdown at home, so haven't got them with me this evening, but if the world is still here next Sunday, I'll play them then. I particularly liked Access to Welfare. I found that very moving and funny. Josie Long was as brilliant as expected, and yes, she gave us a full show of took us up to 11 o'clock. And just checking everything is actually making noises here as it should be. Got about 8 minutes to go before Letters of a Dissatisfied Woman, so I think I'll kick on with a bit of how long's that interview? I might as well give you that interview now. That's this is Toby Bridge, and he's one of the dancers, and also he made a dragon, which he's going to tell you about.
My name's Toby. I'm an artist, Toby Bridge. I'm an artist and I live in St Just, and I go to Schlaul when they meet up every Friday. We all meet up once a week, and I don't do anything very important. You know, I'm not very good at administrating or applying for funding or anything. I just kind of be what I am, I suppose, but I make myself useful if I can.
So how you call it? Is it Toby the Dragon Man? Is that your nom de plume?
You could call me that if you like, yes. Yeah, I do have a kind of affinity with dragons. I think that's partly the reason I live in this part of the world, actually.
Design the one, because you were dancing with a dragon.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Well, it was a puppet. It was an idea that I kind of been designing things for a while, and I designed a set, a bit of theatrical installation last year for the show last year, which was about relationships, and that was all really, it was to do with chaos, you know. It was sort of very unpredictable what was happening with it. People looked rather worried at me when I was trying to get it to sort of go up, but it did eventually, and that was like a moving kind of thing made out of cardboard. And I thought I'd like to do something this year, and I thought I'd do something easy. easy to think
that
of.
That was beautiful, that dragon.
Oh, well, yeah, it was just kind of something I was...
It didn't look easy.
No, it wasn't that easy. Like, the first dress rehearsal we had, it collapsed totally, because it was much too ambitious. So it was made of MDF, which broke in every weak spot, so...
Did you have to weld it?
No, it's not welded. It's all tied together with a crab line. And luckily, thanks to Rose and the fish factory, I was able to repair it. I was able to take it to pieces and rebuild it completely using thin plywood and make it a bit simpler, so it's actually possible to finish it off.
And how long do you take to make these things? I mean, have you made many of them?
It takes me a while, but the actual making part of it, I do quite quickly. But the actually conceptualising and designing takes me quite a while. I never start making it till I'm sort of satisfied with how I want it to be, sort of thing. But this was kind of, I don't know, it was kind of learning space for me, really, because I like to do stuff like site-specific shows and kind of inspire to do things with people, like sort of big performance things or whatever, really. You know, just gets my imagination going.
So have you done performances with these other ones you've done?
Um, I I've only really made costumes before. Well, I've tried making puppets, but not a lot of them were successful. They're a bit too complicated. But I keep learning, and I keep sort of like making them a bit simpler, I suppose.
Oh, right. And what was the thing you're in tonight?
The performance, you mean?
Yeah, Doorways.
Doorways.
Yeah.
Well, that's the show. We were, I think we were given some funding by the Arts Council and asked what we were going to do, and it was kind of a group decision. We were going to do something about doorways. I think it's partly because some of the funding was heritage funding, and we had to do something about heritage. So it was like doorways in the Cornish landscape. And we were given the opportunity to do something at Gillingdune Gardens in Falmouth. And that's a lovely space to do something. And it was all a bit nostalgic, you know, everyone's being a bit kind of nostalgic and wistful, you know. Debbie had this lovely dance with Trevor, who's kind of really natural, and that was to music that was by her uncle. It was her uncle singing, and I think some of her other relatives, and they're all Cornish boys, and other sorts of things, you know, to do with kind of history, local history, and people's sort of heritage and so on.
How did you meet? Was it Shalal Dance Company?
Well, I've known Jo and her family for years and years, and I've known that Shalal was the thing that she does. And a few years ago, I started coming along to this thing they were running in the Acorn in Penzance, because Shalal was like resident dance company in the Acorn, and it's called Open House, and that was for anyone really. And it was in the morning, and it was just. It was a nice way to alleviate boredom, you know, because no matter how bored you could be, if you went in there in the morning, you wouldn't stay bored very long. You'd just get into it, you know, you kind of get absorbed in it. It was just kind of good chemistry between people. And it was funny and kind of stimulating, yeah.
Because you were in quite a few of the dances tonight, weren't you?
I suppose I was, yeah. I mean, I wasn't doing anything majorly important, though. I was just kind of, you know, sort of filling the space, really, sort of seeing what I could do. But it has been nice, this show, for me. It's come together, and I kind of feel, like, where I am with people, and they kind of respond to me, which is really nice.
That was Toby Bridge, and, I don't know what other people have been saying today, but the Source FM Christmas party at Nancy's Bar in the Rum Bar last night was fabulous, absolutely brilliant. And the Gold Microphone Award was awarded to someone called Chris, wearing a kilt. I think that was the right person. And yes, there was, I think the word Dark and Stormy leaps to mind, a Caribbean rum-based drink that was being served, so a little bit slow today and prone to technological mishaps. Just coming up towards 8 o'clock, so I think it's time for one of these.
Please push the button for the next rant. Not the red one!
Yeah, my rant of the day is words being used correctly. I always notice the word professionally being used to not mean something about work, like behave professionally, things like that, when what's that? What does that mean? That's the end of the rant. Really wasn't the rant I had planned. After the 8 o'clock feature, Letters of a Dissatisfied Woman, and be able to give out a website address I tried this week, called ceoemail.com. That was brilliant. Anyway, I better just finish the rant. Here you go.
The rant is over. Please push the button for the next rant.
Yes, that was the rant of the week. I'm just trying out editing those fabulous jingles. Care of Lucy Pilkington Voiceover Services. We're just coming up towards 8 o'clock, so find out about the results of a letter to this company. So, I'm going to put this on.
Complaint letter number 32 to Nick Cornwell, Managing Director of DKB Household UK Limited. Compensation, a replacement Culinaire Magican can opener. Dear Mr. Cornwell, I bought the enclosed Culinaire Magican can opener from Waitrose last week, as it looked like a good, sturdy product. The blades cut into the can well, but unfortunately, once the cutting has been completed, the can's plastic legs refuse to open and it is impossible to remove the can. It is especially annoying when trying to remove a tin of tuna fish. I had this misfortune a couple of days ago, and I quite literally had to force the plastic legs of the can opener apart. Of course, the liquid in which the tuna was contained went everywhere, including over me, with everything smelling of fish, which was most unpleasant. Not only is the product entirely impractical, it is also dangerous. As in trying to prise open the plastic legs of the can opener, the consumer's hand can slip and cut themselves on the tin or the can opener blades in the process. In fact, with the Culinaire's Magican's reluctance to give over the can, rather like a dog refusing to let go of a stick, perhaps the product should be renamed a can't opener or even a shan't opener. I look forward to hearing from you. Yours sincerely.
That was tonight's letters of a dissatisfied woman. Don't know if you found something, you bought something, I don't know, and it's been a object that you've needed that's inside the packaging to actually get into the object, that kind of thing. Not that was bad. The microphones in this room are a bit quiet today, so not as in people calling in, that's also a bit quiet, but general volume in this room I'm sitting in. So I'm going to play another song. I'm going to take steps to play another song. So we've got Neil Young, Pocahontas.
My eyes have turned to blanks. My to share.
Yep, that was Neil Young with Pocahontas, and seemed to have been subconsciously bringing a bit of an Indian theme for some reason, West Indian, East Indian, sorry. Yeah, slight post-party head. It was my birthday yesterday, and I celebrated it in great style and had some nice sunny weather down here, which has been really good. I heard it's been very rainy and stormy up further up country, and yes, I can give you some of this.
The weather.
Yeah, the weather. That's a nice English theme there for you. Just in a minute, I'm going to bring on a bit of a Christmas character. I've actually got a woman in the post of Mother Christmas, and I think she just appeared, so talk to her. But first of all, last weekend there was a contemporary art auction at the Fish Factory. Yes, I do get a bit mentioned, but near the water, you've got to mention fish. So this was Matthew Kemp and Jenna Dunstan.
Hi, I'm Jenna Dunstan. I helped organise it. And
Hi, my name's Matt Kemp, and I'm the co-organiser with Jenna of Contemporary Art Auctions.
All right, and how's it gone so far?
Well, this private view has gone fairly well. We've had about 40 or 50 people coming in, and they haven't all been artists, which is a good thing. They've been potential buyers who are on the proviso. They're coming back tomorrow to come back to the auction. And, we've made a couple of people happy already this evening because we've sold two pieces. So
not just the people who bought them, but also the artists.
Well, the artists are happy, and the people who bought them are happy. And that's partly, the reason why I'm doing it,
Well, so what inspired this originally?
My father is an auctioneer and has been for about 30 years. So to him, it's like water off a duck's back. So he's always been part of the auction scene, and Falmouth has needed contemporary art auction for years. Falmouth's last auction was in before the new millennium. So, and with the art scene in Falmouth, which is just as burgeoning now as it is in St Ives possibly 50 years ago. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Falmouth's really come up. I mean, what about you as an artist, Jenna?
I think it's brilliant because I've been, you know, you can put work up, you can get the amount that you want, but because it's an auction, it's actually more accessible to people because I'll go into a gallery and go, I absolutely love that painting. Can't afford, I don't know, 100, you know, can't afford £100 right now or £200. But here, because it's coming straight from the artist, not wanting to cut anyone out, this was just like a, you know, a fun thing to do. But you can come and it's actually, it's affordable. I've seen about four things already that I'm just thinking, oh, that would be nice. And for, you know, £40, not 80, that's not breaking my budget too much. That's quite good. So, yeah, I think it's a great idea.
That was Matt Kemp and Jenna Dunstan of Contemporary Art Auctions. They've got a website, contemporaryartauctions.co.uk, and they're on Facebook as well. And be able to find out from them about forthcoming events, and I'm sure there'll be reports in the local papers, as might be my review of Josie Long's gig at the Polly last week, next week in the West Britain, hopefully, or then about sometime. Right, so now I've got... Now I've got this.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, we have a lot of fun.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle, all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Bing Crosby with Jingle Bells. And, now we're just trying out these different microphones because I think I've got someone who's coming to the studio who's, they might be an imposter, they might be real, but, you know, don't let it change your ideas about Santa or anything like that. Still a nice idea. Anyway, here we go. Yeah, so, hello, I'm Mother Christmas and I'm also known as McElf. My name's Letitia, they call me Delisha, so send me your wish list or I might have to squish you. My predecessor, Santa Nick, left Enterprise Xmas heavily in the red. In fact, he was given the sack. Officially, he's away in Lemanga on the Costa del Crimbo. Unofficially, he's Gone and choked on a mince pie. It was high GI. It was effed out at HQ with a shot of brandy. It served him bloody right because he was so randy. Right. We've had to float Enterprise Xmas on the Christmas Stocking Exchange. It's hard times. If you buy shares in this year, and instead of presents, stocking prices will go through the roof. You can sell your stockings on the futures market on Christmas morning, though, because they will be worthless until next December. Or August, if you're in Guildford. It's also a lot better than asking us to give a goat to some remote family in a country that isn't even Christian. Come on, those goats have been eating all my chrysanthemums. Enterprise Xmas can guarantee you great returns on my watch. We've got a deal with all major retailers to make maximum use of their rejected items bins, to take the strain off cheap labour in developing countries. There can only be one sweatshop operating on Christmas Eve this year. It's better not to have too much competition. Also, no item can be worth more than $24.99, the value of my watch, and it broke the second time in 1 year. We do fair trade. We'll swap any member of your family who said it wasn't fair because they didn't get what they wanted for Christmas last year with another member of your family. They might have got a reconditioned iPhone 3. Wii Golf. We've got to do some cuts. Prime cuts of venison. Decided I can't pronounce the names of those pesky reindeer. Rudolph's carbon footprint was way too high. He was flying on 500, 638 and 52 million year old brandy. I don't know where we found that, but it was very dusty. Now you know why his nose is so red. Next year, I am doing away with reindeer altogether. I'm going to find some mastiffs. Then I can go sleigh dogging at Pendennis Point. Yes, can't pronounce them. There are plenty of mastiffs at Batty Dog's home, and they'll only have to live a dog's life for Christmas, not for life. Whereas, you know, I just forget to be them. You know, mother for Christmas, and not for life. Suits me. I'm fighting a battle of equal opportunities for witches. I'm 123 years old, and last year, when I threw my broomstick into the ring for this job, Santa Nick misunderstood and gave me a Dyson for Christmas. Now I have his Lapland official residence, and I think it needs a bit of shake-hand back, put the freshness back. Earlier, I had to bring the sleigh down in a parking spot for a little bit of marzipan. I'd run out. On the back of the ticket, it said, "Don't tempt thieves." That's difficult when you're convertible. And you're open to the elements, so some chav has nicked all your Xboxes, your iPads and your Wiis. Then the sleigh floated off. I bet you're going to say, women drivers, I had forgotten to apply the handbrake. And now I have a message from another of our sponsors. Mince Pies. It's a mince pie sponsor. Low GI mince pies will make you fat. Fancy that. Thank you. I'm going to be inaugurated with the white beard, but as the first woman in the post, strictly Santagram, it's going to be the white triangle. The only place I can get a Santa outfit is Ann Summers. They always put up new positions in the window and let me place an ad for a new adult toy maker. It's funny, there's a notice for a private lap dancer. If only they knew we'd nationalised our traditional lap dances in Lapland. In the 80s, the staff would have a lovely Christmas together at my country seat in Lapland. This year, I've had to take out a Desres in the New Forest because the prices in Lapland were just going through the roof. Too much investing on the Christmas Stocking Exchange. It was as high as the Aurora Borealis. Try saying that after a couple of glasses of brandy. It didn't worry old Santa, but we've had to emancipate the elves. They're no longer slaves and they have to buy their own sleigh insurance. Here's another word from one of our sponsors. We leave presents out for your kids. Creep past their closed eyelids. Throw a brick on the roof and don't leave any proof that they ever visited. Get along to Santa's skids. Thank you, Sheila's Wheels. We've contacted the toy department. We've contracted them out to a third-party contractor. They found that garden gnomes will do the work for half the salary. Half a stick of celery is the going rate. So if you've been gazumped by your gnome, we have some inexpensive garden elves going cheap. Fishing rods not included. Nor are elfin as a foreign language lessons for all you Lord of the Ring fans. Or the Hobbit fans. If you do end up with turf wars between gnomes and drug-addled out-of-work elves, we'll replace anyone injured with a fishing smurf free of charge. No women wumbles, that was just a Facebook rumour. If you buy your presents online, we have a present tracking service. We attach a GPS to Rudolph, but you need an iPad app. No Facebook, no BlackBerry. For our premium service, you shop, we drop. And if you haven't got a Christmas tree, we do some Norwegian non-drop. Though they tend to lose their pines after the 23rd of December. For any chimney drops for presents, please leave a ladder and a safety net out. New health and safety regulations, I'm afraid. As you won't need as much space for presents this year, we bought in a job lot of shoes to put out instead of pillowcases or your father's stretch rugby socks. All size 11. Small size 11. We call it Elvin size. I wish you a tolerable Christmas. It's all you can hope for. There you go. I decided she was an imposter. Santa's not really like that. Yeah, so now I've got some time for some music. And I think I'm going to play a bit of Jeff Buckley. So, what shall I choose? No, that's not Jeff Buckley. I'm just going to stick with Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder's ready to go. That was Stevie Wonder with Sir Duke. He was feeling it all over. So we've only got 5 minutes left, so I'm going to play another song. I'm just going to quickly first give you this.
It's the news on your favourite station.
Indeed it is. This Wednesday, on the 19th of... the 19th of whatever month we're in the moment, that's December, we've got Christmas time at the Polly. And it's going to be touring all around Cornwall from the 8th of December. It started all the way up to the 29th at Verian Parish Hall. It's going to Weybridge, Dobbles, North Hill Village. Anyway, none of these places I've actually been to yet. But it's going to be at the Polly on Wednesday, and it starts at 8. And the Polly's number is 01326 319461. And Charlie and Toby are feeling low, and why wouldn't they? It's Christmas Day and they're serving time at Her Majesty's pleasure, but why wouldn't they be having a Merry Christmas in spite of their incarceration? What's stopping them from creating Christmas around them? Absolutely nothing. And so they set off on their Christmas of carols, claws, Christ and custody. Join them on a fantastical adventure through Dickens' pantomime musical, Christmas dinner and Christmas films. See as they build a wonderfully Merry Christmas around them with songs, snowmen and lots of laughs in this truly festive show that puts the cell firmly back into celebration. So there you go, that's Christmas time. And yes, what else is going on? The Flushing Quiz tomorrow night. Only got a few minutes left, enough time for a bit more Flanders and Swann. So here is Design for Living. This sort of goes a bit with all these holiday lets. Here we go.
Design for Living. When we started making money...
When we started making friends...
We found a home as soon as we were able to. We bought this Bijou residence for about 1,000 more than the house our little house was once the stable to.
With charm.
And colour values.
Wit.
And structural alteration. Now designed for graceful living. It has quite a reputation. We're terribly house and garden at number 7B. We live in a most amusing muse, ever so very contemporary. We're terribly house and garden, the money that one spends to make a place that won't disgrace our house and garden friends. We've bland and uninhibited interior decor.
Curtains made of straw.
We've wallpapered the floor. We don't know if we like it, but at least we can be sure there's no place like home, sweet home. It's fearfully Maison Jardin at number 7B. We've rediscovered the chandelier.
Très, très, very contemporary.
We're terribly house and garden. Now at last we've got the chance.
The garden's full of furniture.
And the house is full of plants. It doesn't make for comforts, but it simply has to be.
Because we're never so terribly up-to-date contemporary.
Have you a home that cries out to your every visitor, here lives someone who is exciting to know? No? Well, why not? Collect those little metal bottle tops and nail them upside down to the floor. This will give a sensation of walking on little metal bottle tops. Turn upside down. Why not get hold of an ordinary Northumbrian spokeshaver's coracle? Paint it in contrasting stripes of, say, telephone black and white, and hang it up in the hall for a guitar tidy for parties. Why not drop in one evening for a mess of pottage? Our speciality, just aubergine and carnation petals. With a 6-shilling bottle of mule de pape, a feast fit for a king. I'm delirious about our new cooker fitment with the eye-level grill. This means that without my having to bend down, the hot fat can squirt straight into my eye.
We're frightfully house and garden at number 7B. The walls are patterned with shrunken heads, ever so very contemporary. Our boudoir on the open plan has been a huge success.
Now, everywhere's so open, there's nowhere safe to dress. With little screens and bottle lamps and motifs here and there.
Mobiles in the air.
Ivy everywhere. You mustn't be surprised to meet a cactus on the stair. But we call it home, sweet home. We're terribly house and garden,
as I think we said before.
But though 7B is madly gay, it wouldn't do for every day.
we actually live in 7A, in the house next door.
Yep, that's all we've got time for. I apologise about our levels. I'm still not quite there yet, or with the phone. So thank you very much for being there.
Nagy to sing you his own.
So just to end it on this.
Enhancing your chances, show.